Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat. Our issue today, is it God or government that gives us our rights, our liberties? According to the Declaration of Independence, it is God. It is codified in our founding documents. But God gives us our rights, our liberties, our freedoms. And government has no authority to come in and quench or shut down by calling it disinformation or misinformation or hate speech. They have no right, no authority to do so. We went through that for almost 5 years under the latter part of the Obama administration and all of the Biden administration. We're talking about today two major elements that's encroaching on our liberties and our freedom. We're talking about today the push for socialism, Marxism, communism across our nation, and the push for the rising up of Islam. Perhaps you've not read the book. I recommend it. I happen to know the author of the book. The book is entitled, Is Islam Tolerant? And the very succinct answer to that is no. Islam is the most intolerant, the most wicked religious organization in the world. It has 25 chapters, about 320-some-odd pages. And the 25th chapter, if you don't read anything else, read the 25th chapter in the book. By the way, Is Islam Tolerant? Can be purchased on our website, conservative.edu. Scroll down to the bookstore, find it, place the order. I recommend it to you. You will find it's a treasure trove of information that's beneficial for us today, and I believe shall be beneficial for us in the distant future as we see what is taking place. As we talked about before the news break, what's happening in London, what has already taken place in London, England, what's taking place in much of Europe, Germany, France, all of the European countries are major, the major controlling factor happens to be Islam today. There's a move to totally control. And some would say, well, that won't happen in America. It'll never take place in America. Don't ever say it'll never take place in America, ladies and gentlemen. We're witnessing that today. In fact, today, some parts of Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, some areas in Texas, as well as most of Michigan, are literally today witnessing the uprising of Islam. In my book, Is Islam Tolerant? I talk about the fact that once a community, a city, a neighborhood, a city or state or nation gets between 2 and 6% of Islamic jihadists, there will be an uprising to take full force and total control. It is what is called jihad. And in jihad, the mindset is either you, in fact, the word Islam means submission. And in submission, it means you either submit or you die. It's the jihadist mindset. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, there's some in the Western society today, even politicians, some, how would you say, ignorant, unlearned pastors will tell you, well, jihad just simply means the inner struggle for the Muslims. No, it doesn't. in the Islamic book, it's called the Noble Quran, the what I call the sword chapters or verses, for example, surahs as they're called, the call to fight and slay the pagan, every non-Muslim, wherever you find them, Surah 9-5, or strike off the heads in battle, Surah 47-5, or make war against all non-Muslims in Allah until they pay tribute, Surah 9-29, or until the religion be all of Allah's, Surah 8-39, or grievous penalties against those who reject the Islamic faith, Surah 9-3. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I could go with hundreds and hundreds of the surahs that I've had the privilege of studying, researching, and publishing the book, Is Islam Title, Is Islam Anyway to Be Viewed as One That Is Dependable or Tolerant in Any Fashion? No, not at all. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll talk about it further in just a moment, but in the state of Texas, I'm going to talk about what's happening there. I'm going to talk about what's happening by Mondani's possible election as the mayor of New York. We're going to talk about what is happening at this very moment when a Christian citizen of the United States and a citizen in Dearborn, Michigan, was just told by the Islamic jihadist mayor in Dearborn, Michigan, to get out of Michigan because he's no longer welcome. What did he do? He simply, on his social media, posted his displeasure with the fact that a street was being named after an Islamic jihadist, street being named, a renaming of a street in Dearborn, Michigan. His freedom of speech said, in essence, I don't like that. And now all of a sudden he's being told by the Islamic mayor, get out of the city. You're no longer wanted here or needed here. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing well. As far as the myth, this, and malinformation, I would like to remind everyone that there was a governance board for disinformation there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the person that was appointed to that was Nina Jankowicz.
Mm-hmm.
And her sole responsibility, along with the bureaucrats that were in that governance board, was to pressure social media companies to censure Americans there on Facebook, YouTube, and the very specific topics that you have mentioned there. Anybody speaking out against COVID, anybody speaking out, you know, against the current trending ideologies, the DEI and everything else. These people are insidious there. Now, I've often said this on your show to you there, but the worst type of tyrant is the ones that will tell you that they're doing it for your own good because they will commit any sin under the sun to enforce those acts. You'd almost be better off with a benevolent tyrant. And I think it was Soren Kierkegaard who said, when a tyrant dies, his rule ends. When a martyr dies, his rule begins there. And the ultimate martyr was Jesus Christ. And we see how much of an impact he has had on modern and pre-modern history in the last 2,000 years. So these individuals that are out here speaking against Christ and Christians, their source is the father of lies, just straight up simple as that.
Absolutely. Jim, let me give you some statistics and get your take on it. In the state of Texas, the governor has signed a law banning sharia, that is Islamically led compounds, that is communities in Texas. I'll read the article in a moment. But the bottom line, in the state of Texas, as of last count, there's just a little over 350 mosques. In the state of Texas, recent count, within the past 90 days, over 450,000 Muslims. Now, with that being said, they had decided that they were going to build a total Islamic city, community, where you had to be Islamic to buy a house, you had to be Islamic to get it financed, you had to be Islamic to live there, and you had to follow Sharia law, that is Islamic law, not American law or Texas law. Now, This article reads, Governor Abbott signs the law banning Sharia compounds in Texas. Governor Abbott today ceremonially signed House Bill 4211 into law that bans residential property developments like Epic City, that's what they were calling it, from creating Sharia compounds and defrauding and discriminating against Texans. Quote, one of the issues at stake is the freedom of religion, said Governor Abbott. The fact is, religious freedom is a central part of the Texas Constitution. But bad actors like Epic and Epic City tried to use religion as a form of segregation. We will ensure that we have the laws and law enforcement to place in place to prevent any attempt to build such a discriminatory compound in the state of Texas. During the remarks, Governor Abbott explained how those behind Epic City sought to create an entire city open only to Muslims, subject only to the Sharia law, and restrict a landowner's ability to later sell his property. End quote. Now, you didn't hear that on the Marxist media. That was not covered on any of the news, other than I think it touched on it back in early part of September, early part of this month, touched on it by Fox News as to what was happening and what Governor Abbott intended to do. But the whole point that I make, Jim, is the fact that there was a group in Texas that had bought up a huge, huge, huge tract of land. And it was going to wind up being Islamic world within the state of Texas. And finally, the governor said, no, it's under review now by several court actions, signed that have been placed into the courts by the Islamic jihadists. I don't know what the outcome will be, but I think I've got a pretty good idea based on what you see in Dearborn, Michigan. What do you say to our listeners about that? Don't sound like I'm an alarmist, but I'm going to repeat what I've said several times down through the years since 2009. 2009, demographers said that by 2050, America would be dominated by Islam. What say you in relationship to what we see, where we're going, and what Governor Abbott has done, and should we be concerned?
We should be concerned. Outside of what Governor Abbott said, look at the goal, the proposed goal of the group itself, the imposition of Sharia law. People need to know what Sharia law is. They need to know the consequences of Sharia law. Then you look at the segregation of themselves from the rest of the United States. So you've got a separation of a group that wants to uphold an ideology that is incompatible with Western civilization. You look at the third thing there, and it's simply anti-American any way you look at it. So whenever he's talking about segregation and discrimination, Governor Abbott was, he was stating two facts, and those are the facts that this Islamic community wants to perform. Under Sharia law, if a woman has to provide testimony, her testimony is worthless in Sharia law.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to look at arranged marriages there. If anybody doesn't believe that Islam is a cult that is dominated by hateful men, they need to look at an individual named Aisha mm-hmm. in the Quran and who she was. Mm-hmm. She was one of the brides of Muhammad there. And when you read further about her, and you can ask any Islamic individual who reads the Quran there, they don't have a lot to say about Aisha other than she was the wife of Muhammad. Yeah, at 9 years old, she was the wife of Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say anything bad or they become instantly offended. To me, it's not a religion. It's a cult. It's a hateful cult.
It is a demonic organization, a demonic group. In fact, as a result of what has just happened in Texas with that, I'm looking at that portion of an article. The Department of Justice has opened its own investigation into Epic City and it is their proposals because they're concerned for the Texas and Texas officials about potential discrimination and enforcement of Sharia law on Texas citizens, end quote. But the bottom line is, when this article talks about community relation or reactions, the proposed Epic City has sparked a mixed support of opposition and support. Proponents argue it promotes diversity and community, while critics express concern about religious discrimination and implications of enforcing Sharia law on its citizens. The situation reflects a broader national debate on religious freedom and community rights. Now, let's just do the opposite of that. What if a group wanted to set up, let's say we buy 1,000 acres of land, we want to develop it, we want to put churches on every street corner, and want to require that every homeowner be a professing Christian and go to church every Sunday morning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you're answerable to whoever's in charge of that larger community that's developed. You think that would fly in America, that you're going to have an entire city? What if we said we want to have an entire state that's Christian only? Anything that you're kicked out or you're put in jail or you're fined because you're not following the traits and the traditions of that particular community? That's what they were doing and attempting to do. And listen, without being announced, without claiming to have an, quote, epic city, Islam is doing that across the world today. If anybody's listening, they do not believe that. Look at Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn, Michigan today, everybody, not a few, not some, everybody that's on the city council, every major political head, police department, fire department, the mayor, etc., all Islamic jihadists. And just recently had an individual that's a mayor in Dearborn, Michigan, that told a Christian citizen, an American citizen, a community citizen in Dearborn, Michigan, U.S. Muslim mayor to Christian citizen, you're not welcome here. Move away. A Muslim mayor in Dearborn, Michigan has stunned America with this vitriol against Christian residents of his city who simply objected to the promotion of violence. The mayor scolded the individual, a Christian, although you live here, you're not welcome in this city. And he goes on to say it's simply because the man, the Christian man, the U.S. citizen living in Dearborn, Michigan, put something on social media where he objected to an Islamic jihadist person that was being honored and recognized by the changing of a city street name and giving him that name, the street that name. So, Jim, I warn our listeners, we're on the fast track with that taking place on a broad scale in America. And I could talk about city after city after city and the Islamic jihadist push to have domination and control. But, Jim, it demands our prayer. It demands our recognition. It demands that Christians speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. But, Jim, thank you so much for your calling. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Lily's on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, the demonic control worldwide, yes, on communism, globalism, socialism, Islam, and that exactly what you're talking about, European nations, including Great Britain, London, all messed up. Sharia law being observed in major, those countries, America, it's today, the United States representing freedom, the city on a shining hill, is now the focus. The focus is on America to be crushed. America is a stumbling block today to globalism, communism, socialism, and Islam. Obama played his part big. We understand he deported more illegal than any other president. But we know what he was doing. We know while he was deporting, he was changing the demographic of some of our states, bringing that Muslim population, bringing them into the United States, till we end up with Muslims in the Congress, which mm-hmm. should not be. We know that those Muslims don't put their hand on the Bible and swear to them. They put their hand on the Quran and swear to Allah. And we know right now what they're expecting. they are looking forward to total control of the Congress, total control of the United States of America. We realize that the important thing for today is for believers to wake up and to make use of the little break that the Lord has provided for us. Where we are today, believers need to wake up. I like what Ben Carson brought out at the memorial for Charlie Kirk. St. John 12:24. Unless that's the time when he was shot. 12:24. And St. John 12:24. Unless a seed fall into the ground and die, it remain alone. But if it die, it will be. So praise God, we have been praying because we know only God have the answer to where America is at this time. Only the mercy of God that America has not totally gone under like these other countries, European and Great Britain. So we are right at the hedge and we're struggling just by the mercy of God. If believers wake up and take the stand, make use of the time we have now when we can speak up, help for getting right to what's happening, all losing our freedom. Our freedom, Lily, is what is in our freedom and
yes,
truth.
Lily, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And part of your comments were we need to wake up and recognize what is happening. Right in Minnesota, it's Tim Walz's headquarters. Right in Minnesota, a young man that's running for one of the cities as mayor, and he's made a bold statement that he's going to bring Nigeria to Minnesota if he's elected. It is the mindset of bringing your culture from another nation, which is Islamic jihadist or everything but Christian, to America. And just as you so well articulated, we've got people in the House of Representatives, the U.S. House of Representatives, that are anti-America. They are non-Americans. They stand against everything that's morals, ethics, and values. They stand against everything that is a central biblicist viewpoint. I don't think that we should have it open so that any non-American can run for office in the United States of America. Go to the Netherlands. In the Netherlands, when they realized that they had an open-door policy to their immigration too many years, from early 60s to about the early 90s, and they tried to close the door to the open immigration, and they discovered they could not because most of the elected leaders were for the open doors for the Islamic jihadists to come on in. When they tried to close the borders, they could not close the doors. And so up until that point in time, when Islam leaders took over in the Netherlands, they had a law that you could not run for office if you're not a birthed person in that nation. You cannot run if you were coming from another nation with another nation's, if you please, ideals and goals. And I believe we need to have some kind of law like that. I believe there needs to be a restriction on who can run for office. If you can take people like Ilhan Omar and AOC and others that are simply anti-American and total socialist, Marxist, communist, or Islamic, they do not need to be in the high office of running our nation. But Lily, we have crossed that bridge. We're on the other side of the water, and we're witnessing the sinking of America into the mire of anti-American culture and mindset. Thank you so much, Lily, for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, FBI agent John Guandano, I think I'm pronouncing his right name correctly, J. Baldwin quotes what the FBI agent says. Let me read it to you. Everything he just said is true, and that tactic being implemented by Muslim extremism is also the same tactic being instituted by Marxism today. A God-fearing Christian patriotic nationalist, we are being squeezed between both sides, Marxism on one side and Islam from the other side. But think about it, Marxism and Islam are not coexistent equals either. They will kill each other off. It's just that the two are current allies because they have a common enemy, us. God-fearing Christian nationalism. In a hypothetical situation, when we are gone and subverted, they will then attack each other. And then eventually one or the other will win in the grand scheme of things. We as Christian, God-fearing society must do everything in our power to eradicate both these factions. And I don't mean just vote them away or legislate them away. They're going to have to be physically eradicated from the scene in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's tough, harsh words, but I think it's time for tough, hard position to take and recognize the enemies within our borders, and to realize that both enemies, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party and the Islamic Jihadist agenda, both have the goal of overthrowing the constitutional freedoms that we have in America, taking our freedoms and making a decision that our liberties are from government and not from God. We need to hang on to the fact that our liberties come from God and not from government. Ladies and gentlemen, we just recently had a mega problem in Michigan. In Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan, I believe it is, or is it the smaller city outside. Eight are injured and four killed in the shooting and the fire in Michigan church. And it goes on to talk about that violence that took place. Now, I'm not convinced that the one that drove his truck into the front door of the church and that shot people and then set the church on fire, I'm not convinced that he was not an Islamic. It's still to be seen. They're claiming that they're trying to search and find out his motive. The scripture says, so far, four churchgoers are confirmed to be dead in the Sunday attack, with police warning they could find other victims in the burned-down building. One victim is in critical condition. Seven others are in stable condition. The 40-year-old suspect drove his vehicle through the front door of the church, and then as he exited, he set fire to the building. So, ladies and gentlemen, is it possible that because we have such loose lax laws restrictions in relationship to Islam in Dearborn, Michigan, and in most of Michigan for that matter, that this could have been part and parcel of that mindset that I can go in and retaliate against Christians? Ladies and gentlemen, the question may be asked, what should we do? How should we then live? I believe we need to pray, ladies and gentlemen, and ask God to give wisdom to President Trump. I would need to pray and ask God to protect President Trump and all of his cabinet. I think that we need to pray and seek God's face and listen. I believe it's time Christians get back in church, worship the Lord, get into a local New Testament, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching New Testament church where the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is proclaimed, and not the rock and roll music with everything painted black with the smoke machines and the incense machines, etc., etc. I believe it's time we get back to fundamentals of the faith, preaching and teaching the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's